Praise God. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion besieging him. Matthew chapter 8 means so much to me. The first vision I ever had, the first vision where I lie down and the screen appeared before me, was early 1990. I gave my life to Christ in 1989. I just sat down and like a new light was passing. Matthew chapter 8, Matthew chapter 8, Matthew chapter 8, it passed. Matthew chapter 8, Matthew chapter 8, it passed. And then, before I realized, oh, this is a vision. So I quickly took my Bible and I read Matthew chapter 8 and I discovered it is in that chapter that the leper was cleansed, the centurion's servant was healed, Peter's mother-in-law was healed by Jesus himself, and it is in that same chapter that the devils were cast. I mean, the swine, you know, they cast out the demon into the swine. The Lord Jesus Christ did it. And I was wondering, why was God showing me that? So that became a very interesting chapter for me. So let's see one of the things we learned from there. In chapter 8, where I was reading, let me read again from verse 5, Matthew 8, verse 5. And when Jesus was entering into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my master lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. That is, he was paralyzed. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should have come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I said to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. My emphasis is verse 13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. My emphasis is the statement that the Lord Jesus Christ made, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. As thou hast believed. So how do you believe matters. It is how you believe that God works with you. It is how you believe that God works with you. This is the scripture that lets me know that God honors faith. Praise God. This God we serve, he honors faith. He honors faith. As thou hast believed. Now, nobody told him what to do. He was not repeating what anybody taught him to do. He said, look, just speak. He had faith on the Lord Jesus. He knew Christ was a man of authority. After hearing all the testimonies, he was not even a Jew. He was not even a Jew. I will never forget. I've said this several times. Abiola was a Muslim. Chief MKO Abiola. Popular Abiola. As I was watching on NTA years back before they killed him. He was dashing out money, everyone. All you needed to do was just see him. Once you see him, whatever you need, he will give you. And a journalist was asking him in an interview, always given, 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 given. Aren't you afraid that it will finish one day? Is it not affecting you? And he did like this in his pocket. And then as if he wants to give the man something. When he gave him, the man stretched out his hand to receive. He says, whose hand is on top? He says, it's his hand. The reporter said, your hand is on top. He said, which one is under? He said, my own is under. He said, as I give, I'll be remaining on top. I'll be remaining on top. I'll be remaining on top. Now, he didn't read it from Bible. Amen. He didn't read it in Bible. But yet, it is not just a Christian principle. It is a principle, general principle for living. The book of Proverbs is not for Christians only. The book of Proverbs is wisdom for living on this earth, for every human being. Why not go and study that book and know how to live your life? It's a book of wisdom for living. And so you see people who study. They study. Human beings, instead of you to look at a human, look at a brother, a sister, you see him with something that, you know, something that stands him out. Something that, you know, keeps him a successful person in any area of life. Especially in an area that you desire, but you are not there. Instead of you to go closer to that person and see what you can learn from there, they instead will get jealous. And I've observed in my study, people who live such life never progress. People, because they don't know the principle of life. Many of us, amen. Some people destroy their life, their future, without knowing they're destroying their future by the way they relate with the people. Study, study. Come, how is this man making it? Come close. Yeah, there are people that will not want you to know this, the secret of their success, because they don't want you to succeed. It's okay. You're not depending on them. You only want to learn. So you can learn secretly too. Praise God. There are people that that their parents didn't send them to school. That doesn't mean that if your papa did not send you to school, then you become illiterate all your life. You remain illiterate because you have not yet seen the value of education. If you see the value of education, then you will know that at any age at all, I can educate myself. If my parents could not educate me, now that I am working, there are many avenues of getting education. Many, many avenues of getting education. Praise the Lord. A friend of mine who became the director of Air Force Finance, I understand that he was a cook working for Obasanjo, and they were recruiting people in the Air Force. So he begged Obasanjo, begged one of the people working with Obasanjo, please now. You see, he was thinking of moving forward. And he said, eventually recruited him into the Air Force. He got the rank of corporal. And he discovered that if you read and get degree, there is something they call direct short service. You become an officer. He started reading. This is something he shared with me personally. He started reading. He got his GCE as a corporal. And then entered, he went to read. Working and studying. What do they call it? Part-time. And then he got his certificates. He said, throughout that period, he was a member of the deeper life. Throughout that period, he said, Yona, church, come back home, read, go work, church, come back, go for duty, come back. He was pursuing something. This rank, what will I get? I go get her one day. Amen. And eventually, he got his degree and put in. And that was the period they were looking for officers in the finance corps. He was in the finance. And he read accountancy. And they said, our own day here, now why do we have to go out there? So this was automatic. That's how he became an officer. While his mates were still sergeants, he became a flying officer equivalent of full lieutenant. Moved from other rank quarters to senior officers quarters. Now, and that is how he grew in the rank. And became the director of Air Force Finance. Why? He studied, how will I get to this? How will I get to this level? And pursued it. But some are sitting down and content with their estate. And life is not like that. See, you can be better than what you are now. I don't understand if you know what I mean. Eh? I say you can be better than what you are now. Amen. That amen, it came by commandment. Eh? It's not by revelation.